Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving.
Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
Straighten up and fly right.
Cool yeah. Triple play Thursday. Only had time for one triple play Thursday this morning because of the guests and the music that we had on. But that's Betty. She requested Nat King Cole for triple play Thursday. She just saw a documentary on him on PBS called The Story of Nat King Cole and highly recommends it if you can catch it. Well, thank you, Betty. So triple play Thursday this morning, Nat King Cole. All right. Yeah. So Vic is now mentally preparing himself for the Cub game.
Oh, yes.
This evening.
You know, Ben's in here right now on the seventh floor here in the newsroom, too. He's going, too.
Ben's going, too?
Yeah. And I believe Lisa's parents will be there.
What the hell is going on? Wow. All right. Well, I hope they win.
I want to know where our tickets are.
Yeah.
Who got our tickets?
Yeah. Somebody, did you take my ticket, Vic? Is that what
you know, I'm not a paid spokesman here, but Game Time, this app, that's where I got my tickets, and I got them pretty cheap.
Did you?
Yeah. It's okay. A good app.
Game Time. It's an app.
Try it out.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's good app.
So, getting ready for, you know, I say this already. I always find this crazy. You know, the WGN TV morning news is on now. And I always have, you know, Channel 9 on in the studio. I have two screens in the studio with me. One of them has, you know, I can see into the traffic where Roger is. I can see into the newsroom where Vic is. There's also a camera in the sports department, the business department, so people can see that. And there are three cameras in this studio so that everybody else can see me. And I can see Dan and all that stuff. But then the other TV in here, monitor, always has WGN on. And so at 4 o'clock every morning, that's, you know, when I'm doing my show, that's when the morning news begins. And they've already got a guy outside of Wrigley Field. They've already got a reporter outside of Wrigley Field. The game's not till 7:05 tonight. There's a dude outside Wrigley Field with a microphone. He's not the only one. There's probably from every network or from every channel in the city. There's probably like six vans out there with their giant, antennae and people standing out in front of Wrigley Field, just in case you forgot what Wrigley Field looks like or where it is.
Is there a bigger story in Chicago today?
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
Now, you've got all those reporters, but are there any fans out there?
No, not at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, it's sober fans, at least.
Well, that's the thing, because the bar's just closed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, anyway, it's going to be a big night, and everybody will be watching the game. There's no question about it. And I'm just very thrilled, because there's no Big Brother tonight. So I can watch the game unfettered.
Look at you.
Yeah,
Big Brother. And it won't interfere with anything else because you DVR everything else.
I do DVR everything else. And I do DVR Big Brother, but I usually end up watching it live because I'm a dork. But Big Brother's no longer on Thursdays. Well, it's only on till next Wednesday is the big finale. But it's not on Thursdays because of Thursday Night Football on CBS. So that's why it's not on. So anyway, all right. Well, I hope you have fun at the game, Vic. Bring home a win, will you?
You got it.
Okay.
I'll do my part.
Yeah, I know. I know you will. I know. I trust you. I just don't want this.
No, we do not want that.
You don't want to hear that. We don't.
You know, I hear that enough on, what is it, Wednesdays we do that?
Whenever we do Wood Esmeralda by that, we hear Vic.
We don't need to really play that.
Hey, did you go home yesterday and start Etsying like a maniac?
I said I was going to pick up two random items in my apartment and glue them together and sell them on Etsy.
Yeah.
I think I'll make a lot of money doing that.
You make a lot of money.
People are making money by doing that.
Judging by some of the stuff that people are buying and that you can't get that shark sushi plate, you can't get it. It's so popular, you can't get it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you, we're one good idea, if you can call a shark head glued to a platter a good idea. One good idea away from making it big.
That's right. We're in the wrong business, Vic. I'm telling you. All right. By the way, Esmeralda, Roger's sitting in for Esmeralda. Esmeralda is off. She's off all week, and she will be back a week from today. And, I'm I love you, Roger, but I miss Esmeralda already.
I know you do. I know.
And
I have had our time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's you, and then
Susan's going to fill in for two nights.
Susan Perkis?
She'll be in tomorrow night and Sunday night into Monday.
Okay, so tomorrow and Monday morning it'll be Susan Perkis.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday and Wednesday,
it's me.
It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's you and Susan Burkus are filling in. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, great. I'm excited about that because I worked with both of you guys for
give you a little more variety.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I just don't want some dope in there I don't know. Dragging the whole show down.
As,
I don't want
opposed
that.
To this dope?
Yeah. I like to pick my dopes. I guess I just don't want a dope I don't know.
There
that's
you go.
The, that's
sure.
what I. All right. Well, cool. All right. That's great. So Susan Berkus and Roger Badish will be filling in for Esmeralda as she has fun in Boston. All right. We're going to talk about the most iconic restaurant in every state. We'll go and Dan, you put this. This is from Thrillist, but you put the list together so that we can talk about the Midwestern ones first, because those are the ones, you know. Those
that's are the ones we care about.
Those are the ones we care about. Because screw the coasts. I don't care about that. All right. Well, you want to start? Let's start with Illinois. The most iconic restaurant, according to Thrillist, in Illinois, and I don't know, man. Well, first of all, for me, it's the Gale Street Inn, which is the greatest restaurant on the planet. And our good friend George at the Gale Street Inn is the man. And so, you know, I would go Gale Street Inn as the most iconic restaurant in Illinois. But I'm not biased at all. Well, they picked, and I got to say, this is a great choice. They picked Gene and Jude's. And I got to say, that's a great choice.
Wow, there's so many in the state, just
yeah.
Chicago area.
But, you know, I guess what they were thinking of, you know, like, oh, it's Chicago, so it's got to be either pizza, it's got to be a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
And if you're going to go hot dog, if you're going to go down the route of hot, you're going Gene and Jude's, because that's the best hot dog in the city. Yeah. Deep Dish is more of the first food outsiders associate with Illinois. But the hot dog, more than anything, is intertwined in the local DNA. Gene and Jude stands as a giant among a crowded field of fine tubed meat purveyors, having relocated to its present River Grove Digs in 1950 after 4 years in Chicago. Wow, it was in Chicago? I didn't even know that. I just thought it's always been in River Grove. You know you're getting the perfectly cooked natural casing Vienna beef dog. You know it's coming piled high with a mountain of fresh cut fries, whether you like it or not. And you know, don't even think about asking for ketchup, even for the fries, which is absolutely true. So would you guys agree with that? 312-981-7200. You can send your texts or you can talk us. And who do you think, what do you think were some of the iconic restaurants? So there you go. Alrighty then. Okay. Let's check out Indiana. Now, I don't know this place. If anybody knows it, it's in Indianapolis. Dan, do you know this place?
You know, I had heard about it because when they had the Super Bowl there, apparently it was just nonstop. Oh. People like you couldn't get a table if you hadn't booked months in advance, because like every player ate there, every coach ate there, every NFL exec ate there.
Yeah, but I guess it's a legendary place, obviously. St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis. Now, I know that stupid movie St. Elmo's Fire.
I don't think that has
but
anything.
I don't think, no, it doesn't have. It's not like when you walk in the...
Everyone starts singing the song.
Everybody is, yeah. Why do I always forget the guy's name? John
Cusack?
No, the singer. The John, what the hell is his name? He sang the St. Elmo's Man in Motion. John, he also sang Naughty, Naughty. He's an idiot.
John Parr.
John Parr, right. It's not like when you walk in, the John Parr song is blasting. It says, for a steakhouse that's been around for over 100 years, it's a true feat to remain relevant and fresh, but St. Elmo's has somehow achieved it. It's one of the best steakhouses in the country, and sure, you can still order the tried and true menus like your shrimp cocktail. It is filled with horseradish, and it may melt your throat, but it's also made key updates to the space, like opening an upstairs upscale lounge with a bar from the 1800s. So the most iconic restaurant in Indiana is St. Elmo's Steakhouse. All right, Gene and Jude's in Illinois. We'll get the rest of the Midwest coming up here. And what about you guys? What restaurants from the Midwest or around would you vote? And what other ones out of Illinois or Indiana or anywhere? 312-981-7200.
It's just to love and be loved in return.
More Nat King Cole on Triple Play Thursday. Betty requested that. Recommends the PBS documentary about Nat King Cole. That's Nature Boy. Woo! No, that's Ric Flair. Sorry. I'm sorry. When I hear Nature Boy, I hear, woo!
Got a little that's carried away there.
Well, it's Ric Flair.
I know.
You can't get carried away with, you know, can't be Ric Flair without being carried away.
Woo!
That's right. That was not a song about,
woo!
So anyway. All right. Let's get back to this iconic restaurant in every state. Illinois was chosen in Thrillist. They chose Gene and Jude's to represent Illinois, which I think is a great, great, great choice. My choice, of course, would be Gale Street Inn. And in Indiana, the legendary steakhouse that I've never been to, St. Elmo's Steakhouse, has nothing to do with John Parr and his hair, or Judd Nelson and his hair, or Ally Sheedy and her hair, or Demi Moore and her hair, or Rob Lowe and his sax. Now, Dan, Mary Sandberg
yes.
texted in.
Along with several texters, they have the best shrimp cut-ups, spicy cocktail sauce, and so much horseradish. My sister and I always ask for an unhealthy amount of extra horseradish at restaurants, but you don't need to there.
At St. Elmo's Fire.
Right.
All right, so if you like horseradish, there you go. And it did say, it did specify in the article that it could melt your throat. So there you go. If you like horseradish and great steaks, St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis. All right, everybody, jump in here, 312-981-7200 with your thoughts. And apparently we had a lot of texts about how good St. Elmo is. All right, in Iowa, they picked Northwestern Steakhouse in Mason City. Northwestern Steakhouse in Mason City. I thought maybe they would pick like a loose meat place, right? Didn't you think they would pick one of those? Like a, what are they called? Right, what, right, no, not right, Rite Maid. I was going to say Rite Aid. Rite Maid. The Rite Maid, one of the original Rite Maid sandwich places I thought maybe they might pick.
I wonder why they went with another steakhouse.
Northwestern Steakhouse, Mason City. It says, when in Iowa, do as the Greeks do. About 2 hours north of Des Moines lies a steakhouse that's been around in one form or another since the 20s, and the steaks are all prepared one way, Greek style. This means that they're broiled in olive oil, they are doused with a special blend of Greek seasoning and secret ingredients, and the result is that you can cut your steak with a fork. The walls are plastered with old-timey movie posters featuring Chaplin and John Wayne in a cozy 50-seat space. That sounds great. That was a very nice description. I want to go to there.
They need to send stuff to us here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Send us some Greek spices when you can.
Yeah.
Northwestern Steakhouse in Mason City, Iowa. Anybody? 312-981-7200. Sounds great. Okay. Michigan. They pick out of Frankenmuth, Michigan, the Bavarian Inn. Never been there. Where is Frankenmuth? Somebody hold up your mitten. Somebody hold up your hand and show me where Frankenmuth is. It's established in 1888, this place. So the Bavarian Inn is a magical place where waitresses serve up gigantic all-you-can-eat fried chicken. Oh, man. And mashed potatoes, soup, bread, and veggies to folks who travel from all corners of the region for a taste. Yes, it's pretty corny inside the massive faux German compound, especially when the polka bands get down, but damned if it isn't an institution and the giant beers make it seem all the more surreal. See, now this is something, if Esmeralda were here, she'd probably be on a train right now to Frankenmuth because how much she loves fried chicken. It's like her favorite thing.
I'm going to have to make some for her. I have a killer fried chicken.
You should make it for her.
I will.
She loves fried chicken.
I will.
Loves it. But she's here's a fascinating thing, Roger, about Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
She loves fried chicken, adores fried chicken, has never had KFC in her life.
What?
She's never had KFC.
Even wants to try it?
And no, she's never had it.
Did she explain why?
Well, she grew up right by White Fence Farm and would get, and had no need for any other chicken.
Right.
And as far as fast food chicken goes, she's a Popeyes girl. So she never, she's never strayed from Popeyes in terms of fast food, and in terms of fried chicken that she loves, she just goes out to J-Town, and has the White Fence Farm chicken. But you should make her some chicken. But she's never had. I told her if you're going to try KFC, and KFC is good chicken. It's fine.
It's all right.
You try KFC. I always go extra crispy.
Yeah,
just like George Hamilton. So, all right, Minnesota. In Minneapolis, Matt's Bar. I've been there. There's one place I've been outside of the state of Illinois. Matt's Bar, established in 1954. Matt's qualifies as a restaurant because a real bar is stocked with hard liquor. It is not frequented by family with kids. But more importantly, it's an iconic restaurant because Matt's invented the Juicy Lucy.
Loose meat?
Nope.
Oh.
Burger has hot, beautiful cheese. It's stuffed. It has hot, beautiful cheese that pours out of the middle of the patty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the Juicy Lucy. That's a Minnesota thing. And that, you know, that's like where the Juicy Lucy, I think, originated. I think that's the very first place they did. They invented the Juicy Lucy.
Now, do they have different types of stuffed burgers?
No. I think there's only, if I remember, I just ordered a Juicy Lucy and it had cheddar in the middle, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. I can't remember. It could have been something else, but I think that they only have, I mean, it's stuff with either American or like Swiss or cheddar or something mm-hmm. like that, but nothing fancy. It's just cheese right in the middle, and boom, you bite into it, and out the cheese comes.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, Matt's Bar, very very cool place. That's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I bet Cochran's been there. Would you think he spent a lot of time in Minneapolis? How do you not go to Matt's and get a Juicy Lucy?
Was he in Alexander O'Neill?
He and Alexander O'Neill, Huey Lewis, and Terry Thomas went there one night. And had a good time. All right, we got some texts coming in. 312. Yeah, that's an area code, Nick. Why don't you do the rest? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 to text or call in, your choices. So far, we're up to Minnesota, and we got more to come. 309 area code says, I'm driving home from work, and I just yelled out, yes, when Gene and Jude's won. Ah.
Now, I'm going to make a confession.
Yeah.
You know, you said Esmeralda's never been to KFC.
Yeah.
I have never been to Gene and Jude's.
What?
Hold on now. I grew up near Flukey's, which is not around anymore.
It's not anymore. It used to be on Peterson.
Right.
Yep.
Well, no, they had a couple of spots.
Oh, okay. The one that I used to go to was on Peterson.
All right. And the one I used to go to was on Western Avenue, where we moved two blocks away from the one. And it's now closed. Yeah. And they used to sell their hot dogs in the grocery stores over at the Jewels.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I kind of grew up on that. And then I found out much later that we know the owners of Superdog.
Right.
So I'm into Superdog because that's a block away from where our daughter lives now.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that, but you're missing out.
I know.
Because Gene and Jude's is the best hot dog in the city.
I've got to get down to Gene and Jude's.
You do.
I do. And I'm sorry. My life is not fulfilled yet.
All right.
But I'll get there.
You have to. All right. We got a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN and the more iconic restaurants in the Midwest and elsewhere right here on 720 WGN.
Is it only because you're lonely they have blamed you? For Mona Lisa's
Triple Play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. Betty requested a triple play from Nat King Cole, and that, of course, is Mona Lisa. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. And you can hear me every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Tomorrow is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. And we will have our regular features straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy. And if you want to participate, you can participate by listening 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you laugh. Jot it down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies. Listen 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the information down again and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we'll do all those regular features tomorrow. By the way, we are very, very happy to welcome back. It's been a long time since we had him on the show. Jeff Tuckman is going to be in with us tomorrow morning. He's been away for a while, but we're going to have Jeff back. And Jeff will be live in studio, and we will talk about the upcoming DVD releases, and we will answer any and all of your movie questions. If you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it or give us one of the stars, we can help you out in that department as well. Jeff's going to have some great stuff to give away, as usual, when Jeff Tuckman comes in. He will be bearing gifts, and he has the great Alligator Records documentary to give away. So we've got that coming up, and that's going to be the return of Jeff Tuckman tomorrow. And also, Jim Ryan is going to join us. Jim, every once in a while, does traffic here at the station. He also writes a lot about music. He will be attending Riot Fest this weekend. So we will get an exclusive preview of Riot Fest from Jim Ryan. So we got a packed show tomorrow. Jim Ryan, the return of Jeff Tuckman, giving away some Alligator Record stuff, and straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday, all on your radio tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for that. All right. Let's get back to the some of these texts that are coming in with people giving us their choices for the restaurant, the iconic restaurants of the Midwest. Let me go through the list really quickly one more time. Illinois, they picked Gene and Jude's. For Indiana, they picked St. Elmo's Steakhouse. Iowa, they picked the Northwestern Steakhouse in Mason City. Michigan, they picked the Bavarian Inn in Frankenmuth. By the way, 815 area code says that Frankenmuth is just north of Ann Arbor. All right, cool. And then in Minnesota, Matt's Bar, home of the Juicy Lucy. And so there you go. Now, I've been to Matt's Bar in Minneapolis. I haven't been to the other places. I've been to G and Jude's, obviously. But let's see. Patrick says, you mentioned John Parr. Yes, John Parr, the guy who sings the stupid song from St. Elmo's Fire. Remember, Naughty Naughty was the background music during the bar scene in Near Dark. That's absolutely true. During the Roadhouse bar sequence, when they just destroy and kill everybody in the Roadhouse in the movie Near Dark, Naughty Naughty is playing on the jukebox. Jay says, I loved a couple of closed restaurants. The Como Inn in Chicago. Ah, yes. Remember the Como Inn right off the Kennedy? Mm-hmm. You can see the sign. I don't know how many references David Mamet has made to the Como Inn in his plays, particularly Glengarry Glen Ross, where it's a Chinese restaurant that they actually go to at the beginning, that's in the first act, but they reference the Como Inn a bunch of times. I'm going to the Como Inn. Ray Dragons in Kenosha, and a couple of open ones, the Chop House in Chicago and the Hobnob in Kenosha. Tom from South Bend said Superdog in Chicago and St. Elmo's Fire is awesome in Indy. All right. 309 Erico says, I grew up on Gene and Jude's, none better. I agree. 219 area code says Langle's Pizza, Crown Point, Indiana. They make a phenomenal pie. Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Here from Missouri. Here's what they pick in Missouri. Out of Kansas City, Arthur Bryant's. Yeah, this is a pretty classic place.
Is it a steakhouse?
No, it's a barbecue place.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City Barbecue didn't get it started, Arthur Bryant's, but it's close, and you're going to get as close as you're going to get to the original. Charlie and Arthur Bryant learned from Henry Perry, the originator of the style, in the 20s, and the brothers took over the operation in 1940. Whether it's the beef and fries, which is 12 ounces of slow-cooked beef brisket on a sandwich with fresh-cut fries, pulled pork, or burnt ends, you got to cover it in the original sauce, which hasn't changed since Arthur made it himself way back when. Its popularity continues to this day. Presidents from Truman to Obama have stopped by for a bite, and the ravenous Kansas City sports fans mob the place on Royals and Chief game days. Yeah, I've heard of that place, and I know the Kansas City barbecue is amazing. If you've never, have you ever had Kansas City barbecue?
No.
Man, good stuff.
I don't get out much.
Wisconsin. Here we go. Out of Wisconsin, they're picking Kenosha. In Kenosha, they're picking Frank's Diner. Frank's Diner, which is established in if you're a Kenosha person. We just had a text from someone in Kenosha. What about Frank's Diner? 312-981-7200. Established in 1926, the one thing to know about Frank's is that the garbage plate is especially popular. Even today, if it was the 60s and you were working a manufacturing job way back when Kenosha had those sort of gigs, it probably tasted even better. Those hardworking guys got off a third shift and tore into that lusty combination of hash browns, grilled peppers, onion, meat, and cheese. Of course it has cheese because it's Wisconsin. The half version of the dish has three eggs in it. Did we mention that it's in Wisconsin? Another fun fact, Frank seats 55 people in a rail car style building that was made that way because it was easier to ship on the rails and not because it was a former rail car.
That's pretty cool.
Frank's Diner. I love the idea of the garbage plate. Just throw a whole bunch of stuff on the plate and dig in. Yeah.
And they're almost as old as WGN Radio.
1926 they've been established. Wisconsin, Kenosha, Frank's Diner. All right, and we got some other ones here. Let's see. Anybody want to know what, why don't you pick a state? Pick a state, and I'll tell you what the, 312-981-7200, pick a state.
Try Nevada.
Nevada.
Do they have Nevada?
Yeah.
Because I spent time out there.
I would imagine that they have Nevada. It's a state.
Well, one would think so.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's in Las Vegas.
All right. Makes sense.
The Peppermill Restaurant and Fireside Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
You know the place?
Yep.
Established since 1972, it's been around. Peppermill's, well, not that old.
No.
Peppermill's been the place in Vegas where you can order steak and eggs and a Bloody Mary when it's 4:30 in the morning and you've been up all night, then politely ask the person sitting across the table from you exactly who they are and how you both got there. Okay. I understand the kind of place it is now. All right. Used to go to those places when I was a drinking man. No matter the time of the day, this spot's got neon all over indoor fire pits. It's a gleaming, pulsing ball of energy and keech that you're hard pressed to find anywhere else but that city.
Yeah.
The Peppermill. You like the Peppermill?
Yeah, it was. I was there a couple of times. It was pretty good. We okay. got there in 76, late in 76 we got there. So it had...
It was relatively new.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, let's see. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan. Dan.
I'll be 1042.
Dan, you're... Okay, Dan's talking to somebody. We'll get back to Dan. All right, let's see. Dan Shagru, why don't you pick a state real quick?
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
It
should be here. It's one of the Dakotas. All right, North Dakota.
Bismarck. Let me take a guess. Wild guess.
No, Grand Forks. Grand Forks. Red pepper. Described even by the owner as a classic hole in the wall, the red pepper has satisfied UND students and their late-night cravings for 40-plus years. And basically, nothing about it has changed in that time, kind of like Susan Sarandon's face. Who wrote this? I can't believe I just said I should have pre-read that. No, that's actually a compliment because it says nothing changes about Susan Sarandon's face.
But for that long?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's actually a compliment. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, I don't want to insult Susan Sarandon. I like her. The Grinder is a strange mashup of white sauce, lettuce, hot sauce, Swiss, and taco meat, plus either ham, salami, or turkey. And it's ordered there more than anything else.
It sounds like that other place where they just throw everything
on the plate.
Yeah, right.
Wow, all right. Let's see if Dan is with us. Hey, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air.
The Why Not Grill in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
They have the best potatoes and breakfast.
The Why Not Grill in Des Moines.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Now, are you aware of the Northwestern Steakhouse in Mason City?
No, sir.
Okay, because that's what they chose for Iowa, but you're saying the Why Not Grill in Des Moines. Okay, great. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, take care. Steve says, I still love Carson's ribs. Is Carson still around? They're not around anymore, are they?
I think there is a...
It used to be the one in Rogers Park that I would go to. They're not Rogers Park.
I think it's up... gosh.
There was one right on Crawford, so in Skokie?
Yeah, up that way.
Okay. Because I know there was one, when I was living in Andersonville, there was one right next to the White Castle.
Exactly. That's been closed forever.
Yeah, that's been closed forever.
Don't we pass one on the way home? Isn't there one?
There's one right by Al. Is it right across from Al's Beef?
Yeah. Right.
When we're going down on Ontario, what used to be, it's right across from what used to be at DeBevick's. Yeah, I think that one's still there.
They just don't do any advertising anymore.
Yeah, like Carson's Ribs. I used to go to the one when I lived in Andersonville. I would go to that
right
one.
There.
It was right next to the White Castle, across from the car wash. And
yeah, the building is still there.
Yeah,
they can't sell it. Nobody wants to buy that area.
Oh, all right. 312 says, personally, I think St. Elmo's is a waste of time.
Ooh.
Gibson's has the best shrimp cocktail. Now, I've had Gibson's before. Oh, you know what? I made a mistake. Wolfie's was on Peterson. Not Flukies. Flukies was on Western.
Wolfie's is still there.
Wolfie's was on Peterson. Oh, it is.
Right.
Wolfie's
is
on Peterson. Okay.
Yeah.
I was confusing Wolfie's with Flukies.
Wolfie's is right around the corner from Mather High School.
Yeah, that's what I thought was Flukies, but it's Wolfie's. And I used to go to Wolfie's all the time, and 312 area code says they love Flukies or Wolfie's. Kathy says that Frankenmuth is the home of the world's largest Christmas store.
Ooh.
It's called Bronner's, and it covers 27 acres.
We get their catalog.
27 acres?
You would not believe what they have in there.
Is it 365 Christmas all the time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
I bought something from there for a friend about 3 years ago, and we get the catalogs all year
all right.
long.
Well, there it is. That's the home of the largest 27-acre Christmas store. I would just not be happy in that place at all. All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with more. And if you want to pick a state, what you think is the iconic restaurant from that state, 312-981-7200. The list, by the way, is on Thrillist, and you can see the whole list and the commentary on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And we're talking about the iconic restaurants as chosen by Thrillist for each state. And we were going through the Midwest, and now we're going all over the place. Illinois, by the way, they chose Gene and Jude's on this list. And I was just telling Roger off the air that they got it right in New York. They, for New York, out of New York City, they picked Katz's Deli, which is, if you go to New York City and you don't go to Katz's, your trip is incomplete. It's the best deli in the on the planet.
Now, is that the one where they name each sandwich after a...
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Right. This is the one, it's a pretty iconic restaurant. Okay. It is what most people would remember it for, the orgasm scene in When Harry Met Sally takes place at Katz's.
Okay.
Yeah. New York City is the entry point for many immigrants as they make their way to the U.S. long before the Lower East Side had a Whole Foods. It was the home to many of those immigrants and their families. Katz's has been a linchpin in the neighborhood for over 100 years. It's a place where tourists and locals unite over one thing, the consumption of outrageously large meat sandwiches. If there's anything more American than a panoply of cultures, ages, and social classes coming together over food, I don't know what it is. It's a great place. It is the best deli on the planet. Now, we've got Manny's in Chicago,
right?
Which is astounding and awesome and similar to what you go. It's a cafeteria style that doesn't exist anymore. You know, you used to go in, get the ticket,
sure.
You get your tray, boom, boom, boom. They used to have cafeteria style restaurants all over the place, especially in the Loop, and they don't have them anymore. It's Ronnie's Steakhouse is still there, though.
Oh, they still got one downtown?
Clark and Lake, right at the L stop at Clark and Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
There used to be a couple of them.
Used to be one on Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Was it on Roosevelt? Randolph. It used to be on Randolph, right next to the Oriental Theater.
Ronnie's and Ronnie's too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's still Ronnie's Steakhouse at Clark and Lake.
Right.
Let's see. Patrick is on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing,
man? All right, buddy. What's up?
Nothing much. I know you don't have a lot of time. I was thinking Texas. What's the iconic restaurant in Texas?
Okay. It's in Driftwood, Texas, and it's called Salt Lick. Let me describe it to you. It says, there are no pits that smell quite like Texas as the Salt Lick does. Although other smokers' stars have risen higher in recent years, Salt Lick remains the state's quintessential meat pilgrimage because of it's just so damn Texan. The whole experience is like the slow unfurling of a Lone Star flag from the 30-minute journey from Austin down to the farm ranch roads to the wide-open ranch estate. It's had the same circular smoking pit that's been turning out spectacular meat since 1967. There's a reason to go through. They go through 1 million pounds of brisket a year. So now, what would you? Are you from Texas, Patrick?
Well, I've had family down there. My mother, unfortunately, she passed away in Texas. My sister still lives there. Had uncles there. When I was in the Army, I did school in Texas as well.
Well, what would you pick if you had to pick a restaurant in Texas?
You know, I have no idea. I've never gone to restaurants in Texas. All I did was drink when I was down there.
I know there's plenty of that to do down there. There's no question about it. All right, Patrick.
I am. I'm like, I don't know. If I ever go back, when my in-laws go there, they're snowbirds.
Yeah.
So they go to Texas every year. They go to Brownsville. So if I ever go, I'd like to know some place to check out.
All right. Well, try to make it out to Driftwood and go to Salt Lick.
I will.
All right, Patrick.
God willing and the creek don't rise, I will make it out for Phantasm on the 24th.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy.
Good old Patrick coming out to Phantasm. And I love the fact he threw in an Uncle Bobby saying right there. That was pretty nice. A little salute to Uncle Bobby. All right, let's see. We've got some requests for people who want to hear. Tim says, how about Connecticut? All right, let me find Connecticut. Where the hell? All right, hang on. It's C, right?
It's the C, and it's in New England.
It's
area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan. Now, Dan made it even easier for me because he knows I'm a moron. Lewis's Lunch is what they picked for Connecticut. There's a lot. I can't believe I'm such an idiot. I have the best. By the way, I have the best producer in the world. Whenever I sound like an idiot, it's my fault. I just want everybody to know that. Whenever something stupid happens on this show, it has nothing to do with Dan Shigrew.
Never.
Nothing. Whenever something smart and good happens on the show,
right. It
has everything to do with Dan Shigrew. Something stupid just happened. That was my fault. Just want to make that clear. God. All right. He just looked at. Sometimes he just looks at me and goes, "Come on, man."
He's just shaking.
Just
his head.
Looked me through the way. He looked at me through the glass and was like, "Dude, please, look at the piece of paper I just handed you."
Where's Connecticut?
It's not a hard job. You're a monkey who talks into a mic. Oh man. All right. It's Lewis's Lunch, Tim. There's a lot of debate about who invented the hamburger as we know it today, but that kind of debate ends at Lewis's Lunch. Oh, you know what? I saw that on a food channel. They did like the history of the hamburger,
oh.
And this is the place where they go, and it's
making the claim that was invented?
That's where they made it, oh. And it has the original cast iron grills, little grills that are sideways, and you just slide them in, oh. and it's on. If I remember correctly, there's no ketchup and mustard. It comes with cheese, tomato, and onion, and it's on white toast. It's not on a hamburger bun. It's on white toast. That was the very first. That's right. Lewis's Lunch in Connecticut. 815 wanted to know Oklahoma, and that's Cattleman's Steakhouse. Not surprising that a steakhouse is your choice for Oklahoma. 859, Kentucky wants to know Kentucky. Jack Fry's, a beloved Louisville spot. With wall-to-wall racing programs, photos of Derby winners, and an old-school vibe that has been retained from way back when. The menu's been updated since the 30s, thankfully. The beef filet with prosciutto and asparagus in a sage Blair Blanc proves that. Okay, so it's Jack Fry's. Maryland, Ocean's Pride is your choice from Maryland. The restaurant steams its crabs fresh daily and also serves up local oysters and rockfish.
Tasty.
Rockfish, that's what... Isaac Hayes used to call James Garner on Rockford Files. Yeah.
Rockfish.
How's it going, Rockfish? Never understood why you called him Rock. How's it going, Rockfish?
Now you know.
Oh, man.
I think it was the name of a town on Andy Griffith, too.
Rockfish?
We're going to Rockfish today.
Now, Mary, do you have any explanation as to why Isaac Hayes would call Rockford Rockfish?
No, unless he's an Andy Griffith fan.
Isaac Hayes' character on the Rockford Files is an Andy Griffith fan.
Yeah, he's friends with Barney.
I'm just imagining, I guess, Isaac Hayes right now, shirt open, watching WGN America.
Yeah.
Enjoying Andy Griffith.
He'd have to rise from the grave to do that, but... if he were alive today, he would be watching Andy Griffith now.
Didn't he give Barney, like, some of his gold chains?
Yeah, yeah. I think he did. Right after his Oscar appearance singing right. Shaft. Linda says, off topic, I'm a dork, too, who enjoys Big Brother. I'm just curious, who are you rooting for to win? Well, for the five of us who watch the show, I'm rooting for your boy, Paul. Linda, I am rooting for Paul, your boy. Nobody watches that show but me. I grew up on Tasty Pup in Edison Park. Yeah, Tasty Ooh. Pup is good. Tasty Pup is good. Frank says, how can you go to Minneapolis and not see the front porch swinging liquor pigs at Palmer's?
What?
You don't have to ask Alexander O'Neill and Steve Cochran about that. The front porch swinging liquor pigs. That used to be my morning zoo show. Yeah! All right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell, which is coming up in just moments. Here is Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
I want one of those Echo things, man.
Yeah, it's my entire personality.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived in Minneapolis. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't. That doesn't ring a bell to me.
Oh.
That restaurant.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah. It's where was it? Here.
Did they give you an address?
Yeah. No, they didn't give me an address. Huh. It is in. Why can't I find it now?
Hmm.
Yeah. Once again, something stupid happened, and it's my fault. No, it's Matt's Bar. I've been there. Matt's Bar in Minneapolis.
Okay.
You ever had a Juicy Lucy?
Yeah. And is it good? I mean, did they say it's the best in Minnesota?
Well, they said that's where it's invented. That's where the Juicy Lucy was invented.
Okay.
And I've only had a Juicy Lucy at that place, so I can't vouch for anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't either. It was good. I don't know if it was the best I've ever eaten in Minnesota, though. But,
okay.
But, you know, all the rest of them I agree with. The Manny's Deli, definitely here.
Oh. Fantastic place.
I'm so hungry now.
Yeah. Oh. I know.